Hello, and welcome to Anonymous Asks, a new podcast that combines the idea of collaborative questionnaires with, you guessed it, a podcast, with lots of giggles and silliness thrown in. So, my first guest is the amazing, incomparable, and ever so sexy, Dirty Girl Secrets. Welcome, Dee Dee.
Hi, Anonymous.
How are you? I'm so glad you're here. Guys, this whole idea was conceptualized by Dee Dee, so either thank her or blame her for the travesty this might be. Okay, so why don't we start off?
It's already so giggly.
A little bit about yourself. Tell us how you found your way to GWA.
Well, I've been on GWA for 2 years now. I started like a lot of people. I found it on Literotica. I found like sort of this idea of erotic audio on Literotica. And I started like kind of really getting into a particular performer and messaging him. And then I started thinking, well, I could do this maybe. And so here's exactly how I found GWA. After having done that for a while, I had my own like little blog, and I wanted to like put my recordings on it. And so I went to SoundCloud, and SoundCloud had all of these things called GWA verification. That's how old I am, that I've been doing this since we were using SoundCloud as our host instead of
Showing
SoundGasm.
Showing your age.
And yeah, two, so old. But on GWA, that is pretty old. So I asked a friend over there, I'm like, what is GWA? And he was like, well, it's this thing. And so I went there.
That encapsulates everything.
And you do stuff. And I was like, cool, I like stuff. So I went there and I had a different account at the time, and I just sort of posted stuff. And I didn't really think too much about it. I just was like, oh, here's the thing I did, and here's another thing I did. So that's how I found it. I just wanted a place to have more people listening to some of the stuff I'd made. And so the first time around, I just sort of made stuff and didn't really understand anything about the community and any, like, that there was a community or anything about it. I just sort of saw it as, like, this screen. And I didn't realize that there was, you know what I mean? Like, I just put stuff up, and there was that thing I made, and people listened to it. And I didn't even understand upvotes or anything like that. I wasn't paying attention to any of that stuff.
It is a completely different world from Erotica, so I don't blame you.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of it was also, like, I was posting, if I'm being completely honest, I was posting to get this particular person's attention in some ways. And so, it's so sad. I don't even, it's disgusting.
Kidding.
Gross, terrible, ugh. So, yeah. So, like, I didn't notice unless, you know what I mean? I just wasn't paying attention to it in that kind of way. But then I came back after deleting that account. I came back as Dirty Girl Secret, and why did I come back? Because Sexually Specific was doing a tease and denial week, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to make a little recording and send it to her, and she's going to post it, and that's it. And then I just stuck around. Then they did Secret Santa, and I wanted to do that. And then, like, I was like, oh my God, there's all these fun things happening, and it started to feel like more like a place to be and to interact with people.
That's awesome. And I'm so glad that you came back and stuck around. Sexually Specific, shout out to you. Obviously.
Yep. That's
big
my
deal.
Girl.
I'm sure that everyone is so grateful that you actually stuck around, because you're such a huge part of this community and someone to look up to, as I'm not quite a newbie anymore, but to any newbies out there that might be listening, how would you describe Dee Dee?
So how would I describe Dirty Girl Secret, I guess? Dirty Girl Secret is
very
dirty.
And we like it.
So my posts, okay, Yeah, I think my posts are, you know, pretty kind of, you know, well, I like a lot of taboo stuff. I like a lot of kinky stuff, which is maybe makes people think I'm a certain way. I'm not sure, but if you like to interact with me, I think I'm pretty nice and open, and I want to talk to people, and I think it's important to be a part of things on GWA, and I really, so I don't know.
That's beautiful.
How
guys,
would I describe
she
me?
Is
I
really,
guess
really nice. Just letting you know, she's like the sweetest person aww ever. But carry on.
That's disgusting. I'm not. I, you know, I think I, okay, so surfacey, I think I'm pretty sweet, but I'm also, I think, what else am I? I think I'm a straight talker. Ooh. Beneath that sweetness, I'm gonna, you know, be myself, and I'm gonna say what I think in the most kind and loving way I can possibly think of saying it, but I do, you know.
There's some spice to that sugar.
I don't. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm not gonna just
throwing as many corny lines as I can today. Just letting you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It makes me breaks up my weird rambling here.
It's
where okay,
rambles,
so
wonderful rambles. All right. So,
okay.
Let's get to some more rambling. DG
okay
chose to answer a few questions from the Mama Didn't Raise No Fool. Am I saying that right? Fool.
Fool. Yes.
Rubber full.
Young horse. Right.
I'm having the hardest time saying your gosh darn username. I'm going to sound so
rubber
ignorant.
Full.
By rubber full. No. If you're listening, rubber, by the way, we're totally fangirling over you over here, just so you know.
Yeah, it's a great questionnaire. Liked it a lot.
Isn't he just so great? Have you read his scripts? He's, like, really talented.
I have, yeah. Yeah, came on. Came on. Yeah, the scene really fast and did
he's
some
just,
great ones.
You know, burning it up. Yeah, yeah. He won that GW Halloween.
I know.
How
Halloween.
Do you say that?
Congrats.
GW Halloween.
Gwalloween.
Gwalloween. he won a prize and it was very well deserved. So, Rubber Full.
Yes. Yay.
You're awesome. Anyway.
Full.
Full. Full. The worst. Okay. So, DG. For you,
yes,
what makes audio erotica mm-hmm so appealing?
I think it's definitely like the intimacy of it, that the performer is speaking directly, most of the time, like directly mm-hmm to you. So it has this way of just engaging the listener in a way that is, I think, much more, I don't know, just, it requires a lot from the listener. So when I'm listening as a listener, I just feel like I'm part of it. And that is much more sort of thrilling to me than just sort of passively watching porn or passively, not that I don't do those things, but I think why I kind of gravitate towards listening is because I do like just feeling some kind of connection.
It's
you know,
intimate.
It's just a person's voice. Yeah, it's really intimate. It's really, I mean, and also there is just the fact that you can use your own imagination to make the people look exactly like you want them to look, and you can feel exactly, you know, you can look exactly how you want. Everything is just all dependent on exactly what you want, and it's very customizable in that way that you don't have to, like,
absolutely,
you know, you're not distracted by things that aren't what you want them to be. So I think, and I think like GWA in particular, I think because it's such a community of people and ideas are shared so much, there's that just like really obvious fact that there's a real person making mm-hmm this stuff for you to listen to. And I think that's really sexy to think about people sharing that side of themselves with
absolutely
us.
So what about making erotic audios is appealing for you?
Well, I've asked myself that question a lot, like, what the hell are you doing? Why are you doing this, you little weirdo?
That was my exact thought. Like, the second I hit enter on my verification request, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, what?
Stop that.
Yeah. what is are you expecting to happen? I don't know, to be honest. So, well, let's see. I initially, you know, started to have like this connection with this one mm-hmm. person, right? So that was like sort of my initial, like, it was a way to connect and share. But I think obviously it's become much more than that to me. It's a place for me to just express, you know, parts of me that I only share with people I'm very intimate with. And so, I don't know, like, to be able to do that on a kind of more...
A larger platform.
Larger platform is fun. That's really... I do it because it's just a lot of fun. It's fun to think of things. It's fun to interact with people. It's fun to see how it affects people. It's fun to hear from people when they mm-hmm. like it. And just to play and flirt and all of those things are just, you know...
So fun. Most fun.
Fun, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess, why do you do it? Like, what made you do it?
Okay. Well, honestly, it was just kind of a, I'm going to see if I can do this. Like, I was listening to guys, and they were really good at it, uh-huh. and I was like, I wonder if I'd be any good uh-huh. at this, so let's just see.
Yeah.
And apparently I was, so I kept doing it.
Mm-hmm. You are, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that validation or, like, and you're just surprised by people's reaction to it, and that feels good, and, yeah, there's a lot of things that it, makes, I don't
fun.
Know.
It's just
so
fun.
What I'm doing. But I've been doing it for 2 years.
And it still hasn't lost its luster.
It's changed, definitely, over time, but it's still really good.
Has it changed in any big ways for you?
any big ways? You know, I think I definitely post less frequently than I did when I first joined. Like, when I was, you know, new to it, I was just like, oh my God, I was just wanting to do it constantly, mm-hmm. you know? So I was just there a lot, and I commented a lot more, I listened a lot more, I was just
engaged.
More, I think it's, yeah, it's sort of like, you know, it's like this really hot, intense love affair at first, you know, where it's just so exciting and you're just so drawn to it and you want to be there and you want to be around everybody and you want to know what's going on. And just as time goes on, you just get more comfortable, like you're married and
married to UWA.
Yeah. And you just feel a little cozier and you feel like, ah, I don't have to post this week or I don't have to post this month or, you know, and you just feel like, I guess, you know what, I think it in a positive way, like, I post when I feel like I really have something I want to share. And so I think about it a little bit more maybe than I used to before. I was used to just, like, get up in my bed and turn my cell phone on and record myself and put it up there and didn't think about it. But now I'm like, well, what do I want to do and what haven't I done? And so I feel a little bit more like I think about what I'm going to post a little bit more.
So do you think the quality of your content has gone up in the time you've been in GWA?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I really sucked. Like, I was, like, really, you know, I recorded in my bed constantly. So if you listen to, like, a lot of my early recordings, it's just sheets, like, rubbing together, like, constantly.
Anyone agrees that any of them were bad. I'm just starting out there right now. I'm totally
in bed.
But, you know, whatevs.
It's cool. Yeah. It's the best. I know. Well, yeah. I mean, it's the best place to record. But I don't know. But I'd have my cell phone, like, on my pillow, and then it would, like, get knocked underneath my pillow, and I'd be like, I'm just going to pull it, you know. I just had no concept. I didn't really think, it's
exactly
ridiculous.
Exactly what would happen with my first audios.
Yeah.
That's, like, exactly what my experience was.
The very, very first thing I recorded was for just one person, thank God, because it was on... I didn't have any recording things. Like, I had a laptop and it was a really bad laptop, and so I just, like, it was like maybe 3 minutes long, and I recorded it on my laptop, and it just, I don't know, it was a really bad laptop mic, so bad that it sounded like I was underwater. And the only thing I could think of to do, but you know what I was like, you know what I'll do? I'll just write out the write out what I said to him so he can read along, because there's no way he can actually understand this shit. Yeah. So I sent him this crappy underwater and like the text, and that was what I did. So yes, my content has improved.
Yeah. You needed to provide subtitles.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness, that's awesome. Okay. Do you have a GWA idol? That is, someone who inspires you or have a deep respect for?
Yes, I do. I have two,
who
actually.
Name drop.
I thought about this question. So the first is just recording wise and is sexually specific. I think I always admired, first of all, she just has such a natural sounding voice, just a very, you know, lovely, pure voice, and it's not like, it's not overly porny, you know, it's just like a nice voice, right? And then on top of that, she has this just amazingly crazy mind that just takes her all over the place, and she's made so many recordings. And she just was somebody, when she's not around anymore, but when she was here, she just was somebody who was always trying new things, always pushing herself to really just test limits, and her ability to improv. She was just sort of brilliant, honestly. Like, her mind was
amazing,
pretty amazing. Yeah, and probably is still. Not that, because she stopped making GWA recordings.
You cease to exist once you stop GWA.
Yeah. So she was just always somebody that I really admired, and just not only for her content, but also for just the way she conducted herself on GWA and sort of spoke up for herself and spoke up for people in this very, I don't know, she was cool.
I'm sad I didn't get
to. Yeah.
My newbie status. Well, okay, I'm not a newbie anymore, really.
You're not.
But like,
you're not. You are established, darling. You are officially not a newbie. You have a podcast.
I hear stuff like this, I'm like, oh, I wish I was around for that.
Yeah, but there's awesome people here now, you know?
That's true. And there's so many awesome people.
Yeah. Around. And that's sort of just so the nature of the place and sort of what makes it so vibrant, right? Yeah, is that it's always kind of changing, and new people are coming, and old people are cycling out, and
people are always coming.
So
it's funny because it's dirty.
Yeah.
Okay, who's your second person?
My second person is Tom Linkabaum. Yeah, Tom. He's and I think I really admire him because of just how he conducts himself and how incredibly kind and mature and just consistent and lovely and warm, and I could really keep, I mean, obviously sexy. I don't necessarily listen to his recordings and try to emulate him because that would sound crazy, but I just admire his presence and the way he supports people and his, you know, I mean, he is
extraordinarily supportive.
Yeah.
He's such a sweet person.
And I think he's just somebody to look up to if you're like, how do people behave here? And what's a good standard for the way we should treat each other? I think that Tom is somebody that you should definitely look to. So.
Absolutely agree. That was so nice. You were the sweetest. Oh, I can't.
No. I'm not.
No, but he is wonderful.
He is a wonderful person.
Absolutely deserved praise. So we've already established that you don't record on your phone in your bed anymore. Tell us about the environment that you record in.
I do still record in my bed, but I have like
good.
Well, sometimes most, like if I'm certain types of posts, I'm definitely in my bed. Some other types of posts, I may be in a chair. But I have like a microphone on a microphone stand now so I can, like, actually, you know, like, not have it in my bed.
Yeah, so fancy.
Yeah, it's really fancy.
How long did it take you to upgrade to, like, a nice microphone?
A long time. Well, yeah, so I probably the first 8 or 10 months that I recorded, I just used my cell phone. I got a little like USB microphone that for like $50 that was not actually that was worse than my cell phone. So I went back to
Do you know what kind of that was? Just that so was warn people.
Yeah, it was a Samsonite, Meteorite. I might be adding too many ites there. I don't know if it's a Samson Meteorite or a Samsonite Meteor. I don't know. But
Samite Night.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
Meteorite Night.
It. You know, this is why it was bad, because I got it because it was cute. It was really cute looking and looked like an old-timey microphone. It was like an old-timey microphone. It was silver and it was like, you know, those rounded types. It was super cute. It was adorbs. It sucked so bad. So,
it was cute. How did you not want that?
I wanted it. And for a long time, I just kept it unplugged and to look at, like, sitting on my desk.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. And then yep. I just got this microphone that I used actually like a year ago, right? So the first year I recorded.
What are you currently using?
A Rode NT-USB, which is really nice.
I don't actually know what that means. I'm sure all the audio files out there are.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying.
We're oohing and aahing right now.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I think that it's as far as the USB mics go, I think it's the one that...
Pretty top of the line.
It's pretty top of the line, especially for what we're doing. It's not, you know, it's like, okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm just saying that what the hell are we doing? I don't know.
What are we doing? What is life?
Oh, my God.
Oh, GW. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. I can't. Yeah.
You can. I believe in you. I believe in you. You can do it.
I think I warned everyone there would be lots of giggles involved with this. Has anyone in your real life, who presumably doesn't know about your GWA escapades, ever remarked that you have a quote-unquote sexy voice?
Yes. So I first learned I had a sexy voice in a really interesting way. I was maybe like 15 or 16, and I got a telephone call from some guy who's like, "Hey, Emily, blah, 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 blah." And I was like, "Oh, sorry, wrong number. That's not me." And then he hung up. It's like, "Oh, sorry," hung up. And then he called back a couple minutes later and was like, "I'm sorry to bother you, but... you sound really hot. Do you want to talk?" And I freaked the fuck out. Like, I just was like, "What?" And I hung up immediately, right? Because I was like, that is the creepiest thing I've ever heard. But then I just sat there, like, oh my God, I hope he calls back. I hope he calls back. Because I was even a little weirdo then. And so I just fantasized about it a lot. But that was the first time that I sort of got this inclination that I had a voice that might sexually excites someone.
Amazing. So, okay, you fantasized about it a lot. Uh-huh. What did you fantasize?
That he would call back and that we would...
What? So that you could scream and hang up again?
No. This time I was going to be cool. Like, I practiced and I...
Okay, so let's... All right. DG. Yes. I'm sorry, but...
Let's see. What was I going to say?
You sound really hot. Can I talk?
No, don't do this. I would probably still hang up today.
God damn it. Ugh,
no, I wouldn't.
There goes my chance.
Well.
That's awesome, though. What do you feel is your most underappreciated, overlooked, or underrated work? whatever audio you felt was really good, but not many people listened to it or upvoted it?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I think that, first of all, I have to say that I'm very appreciative of... I can't really complain about any amount of attention that anything has gotten that I've posted. I'm sort of, like, I'm happy. I mean, it's easier for me to answer that question as, like, what recording did you make that got way more attention than you think it deserved? Because, like, I don't know what to say. I think, I don't know. I'm lucky that I have had people be really supportive of my recordings, and I don't know what to say about. Let me think. I don't know that I think that I have.
Was there ever let me frame it in this context? Okay. Was there ever a time where you posted something mm-hmm. and you thought, "Gosh, I wish more people were able to listen to this," because I'm just so proud of this one.
I guess when I posted, this is the post that, like, my top post is this Harley Quinn post. And when I made that post, I wished that I could share it with people who...
In real life.
Yeah. So that was, like, one where I was just like, oh, my gosh. I wanted to tell people, like, there's this thing I did. And people really mm-hmm. like it. So that would... Maybe that's an answer to that question.
Yeah.
It's a messed up answer, but... It is somewhat of an answer.
I will accept it.
Okay, thank you.
It was a fantastic answer.
Thanks.
Good job, DG.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God, you have the cutest goddamn voice. I can't do it.
Are we? You have the cutest voice.
Anyway, are we really going to play that game right now?
Yes, we are. Let's do it.
No.
It's on. No, you have the cutest voice.
No, you. Stop it. You do. Oh, my goodness.
I don't have a cute voice. You have a cute voice. You have a cute voice.
So, okay, how would you describe your voice then? Is it just sexy? Because it is sexy.
I don't know what my voice is. I think, how would I describe my voice?
See, I think it's cute. I hear you speak and it makes me smile.
Aw, that's sweet. I think my voice.
True.
I think my voice is sincere. That's how I would describe my voice, I think. I think that's
what. It is very sincere.
Maybe what people.
Who's listening to this, mm-hmm. if you could please comment and let DG know how you would describe her voice.
Yeah.
So we can embarrass the heck out of her. That would be great.
Please don't. Thank you. I'm cool.
Please do. I'm going to be so amused by this.
Why? Evil.
Because I'm horrible.
Yeah,
I'm such a
little
terrible
bit.
Tease.
A little
it's,
bit.
It's bad. Anyway. Have you ever had an idea for an audio that you thought was really amazing but couldn't pull it off because it was too ambitious or not viable for the audio erotica format?
Yes. Do you want to hear what it is?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I want to hear all about it.
All right, here's my idea. And it's not that it's impossible to do. It's just I don't have the ambition to do it. But it's something I've thought about for a long time. So I have this idea of making, like, a single post where there's, like, maybe 5 or 6 audios in it, right? And the post is about a reform school for girls. And then I have, like, different... I write a bunch of scripts, and I have different people collaborate with me about it. So I'm not going to be in every... I'm going to write everything, right? This is in my mind, my perfect GWA... masterpiece thing, right? So I'm gonna write all the scripts, and then I'm gonna audition people, you know, or just, you know, send it out, like, would you read this part, and there'll be, like, some, you know, like, there'll be an F for F where it's like the headmistress is disciplining one of the girls. There'll be some F for M's maybe where the girl is taunting a teacher. There'll be some M for F's where there's a, you know, some maybe some collaborations. So I have, like, all these little different scenes of where...
Little vignettes.
Yeah, little vignettes that are going to be, like, all around this reform school. And, like, we'll find out why they're there, and there'll be all this, like, kinky stuff happening.
Oh my god, this sounds so fucking epic.
Yeah, right? So that's...
Yeah!
So wanting to, make that happen. And it would be really... Yeah.
Can you please make that happen? Because that
it sounds
amazing.
Maybe. Probably not. I suck. But... It is something that I've really, like, when I waste a little time, but okay, this is what I do. And, like, I've been thinking about it so long that I've had people in mind to do certain roles who are, like, just gone because, like, you know, that's what happens. And so I'll, like, every once in a while I'll be like, okay, who are the new people here and who could do this and who could do that? And, so that's a fun game I like to play with myself. I should just write the scripts and that would probably be... a good place to start, but I don't really write scripts, but I feel like I maybe could, but I haven't, so I don't know.
At the very least, like, outlines, little, you could be, like, the Christopher Guest of erotic audio.
Oh.
Like, I want this to happen in the scene. Go.
That's true. That's really true. I could do that and just tell them all the key points, make outlines.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it would be way less, like, work. Pressure for you
Daunting.
To write something out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have your dream come true.
I know. I just feel
GWA
like
GWA Reform School.
Yeah, I think it could be hot. There's
it
a lot
would
of potential
be so
there.
Hot. Oh my goodness, I'm getting like chills thinking about that.
Are you?
That would be so epic.
Well, maybe now that I've said this,
people are going to be like, "Can you get working on that, please?"
Yeah, or maybe people will help me. Maybe somebody's like, "Oh, I want to help you" or something. So.
Script writers.
Yeah, script writers. It could be a thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. And there's so many good script writers on GWA.
There
script
really
writers.
Are.
Send messages to DG. Let's make this happen.
Well,
it has
to
be
calm
me.
Down.
You obviously haven't picked up on the fact that I'm extraordinarily excitable. I'm like a Jack Russell Terrier.
I know.
Stop it.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay. So, hang on. Though, really, this needs to happen. What function does GWA and your quote-unquote GWA persona have in your sex life? Does it allow you to fantasize about things that you would never or could never do in your real life? Or is it just a natural representation of who you are sexually?
I think it's more of a natural representation of me. I'm like really playful in bed, I think. So I really like to do stuff like that. Like I like to talk dirty. I've always liked that. That's just sort of part of how I express attraction and how I'm part of just, it's like, it is, it's not an addition to sex to me. Like it is. It's just part of how I have sex.
A necessary part.
Yes, yeah. Like if somebody's not going to talk, or we're not going to talk, or we're not going to play a game, or we're not going to, just tease all day, or all of that stuff is just part of what I like to do. So I'd say it was like a natural extension of how I do things. I mean, obviously, I'm not doing a lot of the things that I've done in my recordings, but I will talk about them with my partners and we'll pretend together. And so, yeah, role playing is like, one of my favorite things to do.
So, has who you are naturally in your sexual self, has that evolved since joining GWA?
I think so. In some ways, I think there's just like, a confidence where maybe there was hesitance before or just worry that is this something that somebody's going to like? Well, now I know that it's what I like, and if this person wants to be with me and do things that I like, they're going to also like this, right? So I don't feel worried. I don't feel like, oh my God, what if they like this? I'm like, well, this is what I like, and if this is going to be a thing, you're also going to like it. And if it's not going to be a thing, then all that. So you know what I mean? So I don't freak out as much about like what somebody's going to think of some of the stuff I like. Because if they don't like it, then we're not going to there's not going to be anything
anyway.
It's
just not going
to work. Yeah, yeah. Or if they can't try to like it or something, or they think I'm a freak or a weirdo, then...
Well, that's mean.
So, just bouncing off of that, would you be comfortable naming a few of these things that, like, are kind of sexual deal breakers? If you're not into this, like, sorry.
I mean, if you're really going to have a hard time with me calling you daddy, it's going to be hard.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah. It's really, it's sort of involuntary at this point also. So, mm-hmm. like, I even if the person was like, whoa, that freaks me out, I might accidentally just do it, you know, because it's sort of just part of...
It's not a conscious thing anymore.
Yeah, it's part of... I mean, the thing is, I would have to be conscious not to do it, and then that would make mm-hmm. me feel weird. So I think, mm-hmm. like, and I understand I completely understand that is not a thing for everybody.
Right.
And there's a lot of reasons for that, but I don't know. It's just sort of part of how I.
It's become
roll.
As natural to you, like a reflex as natural as moaning.
Yeah, it's like calling somebody baby. It's an affectionate way. I just want to show you that affection. I want to feel that way about you. I want to have that. You know what I mean? So it's like taking away a way I tell you that I want you and I need you. Just to take that out of my vocabulary will be hard for me.
I am taking notes for the next time I have to have this conversation with someone. this is good shit. Anyway. Good. Oh, DJ, you're the best.
Oh, shut up. you're not allowed to say that again. you can't say that again, that I'm the best. I'm just teasing you.
That's like telling you can't compliment daddy.
That's wrong, right? I'm sorry.
It's funny. Okay. you're still the best. No. Do something. No, kidding. Don't do anything. I'm sorry.
Are you taunting me? Are you trying to start a fight with me?
I'm not trying to start a fight with you.
Because we can do this. Do you want to do this, Missy?
I mean, I didn't mention this, but there is a baby pool filled with Jell-O here.
What kind of Jell-O, first of all? Because I'm not just getting into any baby pool full of Jell-O. It has to be lime green.
It has to be what?
Lime.
Obviously, that's what I got. Why would you Jell-O fight in anything except for lime Jell-O? I mean, really, guys.
Really.
So, I mean, we can say that for after, though. After right. we
And there better not be off. Bananas in that Jell-O, because that's disgusting.
Why would there be bananas in the Jell-O?
Because people do that. People do that.
What do you take me for? No. There's a little bit of whipped cream, though.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay.
Yes. I like it.
All right. Well, so we'll get to that after we're done with this audio.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. It's a private thing. Silly. Okay, next question. Everyone loves positive feedback. Tell me the comment or PM that made your day / week / year, or a couple of them, if you can't narrow it down to one.
I actually made a post on Backstage about this like a couple months ago, where I asked people to share their favorite, like a PM that just, or message that really meant something to them, because I think that I don't know. My point in that post was like that. When I feel really nostalgic for GWA, I go back and I look at what people wrote on my posts, and I just wanted people to know like that even though it might seem sort of like easy to write a comment or something, that it can really change somebody's day when you do that. So that post was really nice. There was a lot of nice stuff that people said, and I said on that one. There was a comment I got on a collaboration I did. it just sort of changed my thinking about all of this, where somebody said, I'm sure you hear this all the time, and I'd never heard it before, that what you do is a godsend to the blind. And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, I just never even thought about it. I never even, and it just was like, oh my gosh. Wow. Like just to have, and to have that, be able to provide that for somebody, mm-hmm. Sort of really changed how I looked at things, and I realized the impact you can have on people that you don't ever get to hear about. So that was
really fucking nice.
What?
Sorry, that was just so nice. Like,
I know.
I would have never thought that. That is.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and to me now it seems like so obvious, like, oh, of course. But I just really never thought about it until somebody said it, and I think there's a lot of recordings like that where there's something that they can't, that you just don't realize what you're providing for people as far as comfort and just something that they can't get in their real life for some reason, or a fantasy that, you know, they're too shy to ever talk to anybody about. And the people in GWA, you know, just regular people making that a reality, I think can be so just comforting for people. And so that comment just sort of made me feel really good.
Rightfully so. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's how I felt too. It made me, just sort of rocked my world. So... still, and that was almost 2 years ago, I think, or a year. You know.
Thank you for sharing that, because I didn't see that GWA backstage post, and any newbies that are listening, I'm sure that's going to be very impactful for
them.
So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
That.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now I feel weird moving on to what we're going to move on to.
I'm sorry. Wait. Is there another? I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Just get in the jello pool.
Yeah.
It'll be
yeah. Should we just start moaning randomly now? The transition.
You can't.
No.
Okay. So no, I wanted to do a little fun activity with you. That's all.
No good. I'm so
rumor
excited.
Has it, and it's not really a rumor because I mean you've stated it in this podcast, and it's your highest rated audio. You do a fantastic Harley Quinn impression.
Sure. Okay.
Wonderful. So I'm going to send you a little something, and I'm going to ask you to do a dramatic reading of it in your best Harley Quinn impression.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, I'm sending it over right now.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Do you recognize it?
Oh my god, I hate you. Okay. Wait, okay, so...
you can take a couple minutes if you need to.
Yeah, to get into character here. Oh my god.
We're gonna take a quick little break, guys, to let TG get acclimated.
Oh my god. This is what's happening, you bad girl. Jesus. Okay. How do I even do this?
Ready?
No! Not ready! This
okay,
is a nightmare!
Okay.
Okay, this okay. is it. I'm just going to do it. This is going to be terrible, but I will just do it for you. Anonymousy. For you. Here we go. All right. 369. Damn, you're fine. Move it till you sing it to me one more time. Get low, get low, get low, Shanoi. To the window, to the window, to the wall, to the wall. You're a bad girl. To the sweat drop down my balls. My balls. So all these bitches crawl. This does not even sound like her at all.
would be great.
It's just like some random Jersey girl at this point. So all
I'm loving it.
Are you? So all skeet skeet motherfucker. All skeet skeet goddamn. Goddamn. To all skeet skeet motherfucker. All skeet skeet goddamn. Goddamn. Let me see you get low. You scared? You scared? Yeah? What? Drop that ass to the floor. You scared? Missy, you're bad.
Sorry.
How could you do this to me? And Harley. She's so sweet. Drop that ass to the floor. This is like so... I just have to like throw in a random like, hey, Mr. J, at some point to actually make this. You're the worst. Drop that ass, you shake it fast. Pop that ass to the left and the right. Does this keep going? I thought that was the end. No! There's more! There's all... Pop that egg white. So much. This is like the first time we've ever spoken, and you're like, here, do I have an idea. Oh my
amazing.
God. Yeah, good. Okay.
You are amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so. Now, where am I? Sorry.
Pop that ass to the left and the right, y'all.
Yeah. Pop that ass to the left, to the right, y'all. Now back it up. Back it up. I'm not doing all of these. That repeat, right? Now stop. Then wiggle with it. Now stop. Then wiggle with it. And then we're wiggling and wiggling.
Thank you. That was so beautiful.
No, it was tragic.
It was amazing. Oh my god, you've made my year. Oh, thank you for that. That was beautiful, honestly.
Thanks.
So good.
I'm so dying of embarrassment. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing that. It was wonderful.
Thanks for asking me to do it. It was great.
You're most welcome. Oh my goodness. Okay. Oh my god, my face is on fire.
Yeah,
oh,
mine wow. too. A little bit.
So, you've been around GWA for 2 years now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite GWA memory, or what do you love most about GWA? Any advice for newbies trying to get into the community?
Okay. That's a lot. Okay, so the first thing, my favorite GWA memory. Mm-hmm. I think it's just like comment, like the different commenting, like fun comment things it's the fun way you comment with people on posts. I mean, I think of this one post in particular. I had, it was a collaboration post, and me and the person who, her name was Persephone Size, just were there all night commenting together, and it was so fun to just be, you know, with her wherever she was in her world, and me wherever I am in my world, just sitting there both commenting and laughing and, you know, throwing up all these pictures and just having a great time. So I think those moments that, you know, you have a post and you're just like with someone all night just laughing and commenting are the things that I remember and I think back to like fondly, as far as like memories and things like that. What's the next part of it?
I'm not. I know that didn't sound sincere, but it was sincere. I promise.
No, I believe you. I do.
Okay. So, any advice for newbies trying to get into the community?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really important to have an idea of who you are and what you want to do, and be pretty secure in that, and you know, because there's just like 100 different ways that you can have fun on GWA. Not everybody has to do it the same way. Some people like are really into the idea of, you know, making posts that just get better and better, and everything they do is like they're building and they're trying to get better, and they're into the creative aspect of it. And some people are just more into meeting people and talking to people, and some people are into just, you know, doing fun community things. And so I think it's really important to just be like, well, what is it that I want, and how am I going to be happy here, and how am I going to, like, do something that I think is going to make me feel better or good, or, you know what I mean? So I think that sometimes,
absolutely.
Yeah, I think that sometimes, like, I could tell you, like, well, here's how to have my experience on GWA, and I could give you the advice about how I did it and what I think I want my experience to be like, but that's not necessarily what you want to do. And so I think it's I think it's just good to know that there's not one way to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think if anything, GWA is the absolute hallmark of there is no cookie cutter way of going
about
things.
Yeah. Just do it. Yeah. And I think honestly, you'll have a better time and you'll have more success, whatever that means, if you're, you know, who you are and you try to be just as authentic to yourself as possible. And so, you know, I mean, another thing I would say is just, like, learn that you can say no to people. You don't have to do everything everybody wants you to do, because people, you know, people are just going to ask lots of stuff, and that's cool, but you don't have to say yes to everything. Think about if that's what you want to do, if that fits into how you see yourself on GWA. And the other thing I think, and this I was thinking about because you and I, you know, had like a little couple little chats before we talked tonight. I think, like, you can get this feeling that, like, well, that person has been around for a long time, so I can't speak to them, or they wouldn't want to hear from me, or I'm somehow too new to, like, approach someone. But I think, like, just to remember that, like, everybody was new one time. Like, nobody has, like, a master's degree in, like, moaning dirty things. You know what I mean? Like, there is no queen of GWA. There is no mayor of whatever, fapping. Like, all of that. Like, we're just, we are just, that's my advice. There is no mayor of fapping.
Someone's going to make this their backstage flair now.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be like, LB, change my flair to be mayor of fapping.
You know, we're, yeah, totally.
Yes,
so we're,
yes,
we're just,
absolutely,
like, we're all just people sitting in our, you know, rooms with microphones, sometimes by ourselves, sometimes with someone we love, making stuff for people to listen to. So there's nothing, like, separating you from talking to whoever you want to reaching out to whoever you want to. And most people are not going to be like, how dare you speak to me, newbie? Like, that's horrible, and nobody would do that. And people love, you know, like, that's not how GWA is. I mean, and I'm guilty of being, like, shy or feeling like, oh, that's a group of friends, and I don't think they'd want, and maybe I'm not, you know, I don't know them well, and I shouldn't participate, or, and I think, I don't know. I think that you're just doing a disservice to yourself and to all the people that do want you to. I mean, I think most of the time people want more people to participate and want to hear from you and want to know what you think. And so I just don't put people up on pedestals just because they've been here longer than you, because it's not true.
And this is why you're so amazing.
Okay.
That was such good advice. I still need that advice.
Oh, yeah, so do I. No. So absolutely. I mean, that's what I was saying to you. I was like, well, I was away from GWA for a long time. I left for, like, you know, nearly 6 months. And so when I came back, I was like, oh my gosh, I had that, like, new girl feeling again, because it was like all new people, you know, and it changes a lot. But that's the other thing, is that you're going to not be new very soon. Like, stick around a month and you're already, like, way, you know, like, you're seasoned at that point. Like, you're gonna have stuff to offer new people very soon. So
absolutely.
It's just kind of getting out of your own worries and your own head about that kind of stuff, because it's people aren't judging you as hard as you're judging yourself about that kind of stuff, you know. I'm not saying people don't judge. People judge, but people don't judge you about, like, that, you know what I mean? They don't judge you about, like, you saying hi, or you commenting, or you, you know, participating. That's something
that's really good advice that translates into real life too, guys. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
DG, you are a woman of wisdom. Goodness gracious. So, that's all I had for today, really. It's been so much fun.
Oh, thank you so much
for, first of all, throwing this idea out there that I should do this.
Oh, well, I think I when I listened to some of your like questionnaire collabs, I was like, this girl has like just a gift for talking to people, and so I'm really, and I love podcasts. Like I loved listening to them, and so when that post came up that like people were asking for another one, I thought right away that you'd do a good job at it. So I'm really glad you're gonna give it a go. I think you're gonna do awesome.
Best. Hopefully this, you know, is a success. People like it. I mean, I had a blast doing it.
Well, if it's not a success, you can definitely blame that Harley Quinn thing mess in the middle. And I apologize. And
that was the most really beautiful thing I've ever witnessed in my life.
I'm sorry to have ruined
you. I've delivered babies, just throwing that out there. Your Harley Quinn impression. Trumps the gift of life in my life.
Oh, God. I, of course, can't listen to that. Like, I have got to, you've got to send me the timestamp of when that happens so I can, like, so you can pretend it never happened.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, one last thing. One last time, putting you on the spot before I let you go.
Oh, I know that you told me this question was coming up, and I did not prepare it. Jeez. Okay. Oh, I suck.
Oh, my God.
Damn it.
I hate it anyway.
Oh, fudge. Okay.
Oh, my God. I love it. Oh, my goodness.
I'm having, like, a meltdown right now. Oh, my God.
Composed. Oh, you are a wonderful, fantastic, wise woman. You can do this.
No, okay.
If DG had a catchphrase, what would it be?
Oh, my God. That's probably...
That's a great catchphrase.
Yeah,
that's so good.
It would be like, don't make me do this.
We're good. Call it a day.
Okay, good. Awesome. That was fun. Thank you.
We can, I mean, all right. I'm good with that.
You are? Okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Missy.
This was so much fun. Yay. Oh, you were wonderful.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Dirty Girl Secret for joining me on the very first episode of Anonymousy Asks. Hopefully y'all enjoyed listening in as much as we enjoyed making this. This is Anonymousy, reminding all of you beautiful, incredible people to stay sexy, never yuck anyone's yum, and try your hardest to spread a little sunshine. Anonymousy out!